Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Well, let me set the scene for you right now. It is absolutely sweltering. I've got under boob sweat, under belly sweat, underarm sweat, and every other sweat you can imagine. I've travelled back from London today on a sweaty train with a sweaty mask on. But I'm here and I'm in one piece, so that's not too bad. So last week, I put a question forward from one of our listeners who really, really wanted you guys to help. Now, I appreciate loads of people are busy and we haven't had as many responses as normal, which I was a bit gutted about, but this is a tiny podcast. Nobody really knows I'm here, so I get it. But I am grateful for those of you who week on week still message me, get involved. And if you've never, you know, got involved before, do consider it, because the episode's there to help other nail techs. And I can only do that if other nail techs are involved, if that makes sense. So let me go back to this question that we were posed last week and bring it up on my screen now. So this lovely person who wanted to remain anonymous, which is absolutely fine, said, I've been a beauty therapist in a salon for 4 years. I went to night school to get my nail tech VTech. The salon I'm in does acrylics with gel polish, but I absolutely love doing design nails. So I do those on myself and three of my friends. I'm happy with this and my boss is happy with this. So this person has an agreement with their boss that they can do a little bit of work for their friends on the side. However, she's put, my father-in-law has decided I need to be working from home on the side and earning £100 a week. I had a complete anxiety-loaded breakdown yesterday after being questioned, interrogated in brackets, over why I don't want to take on clients at £25 for a half an hour appointment. I should be able to meet his financial targets. When I said it's 2 hours 15 minutes, he told me I was doing something wrong. 2 hours is our salon time for overlays and gel polish, so I'm more than happy for 2 hours 15 for a design set. Yeah, so would I be. So yeah, sorry for dumping all my emotional trauma on your Insta DMs, but any advice would be gratefully appreciated. And there's more, guys. She says, oh, and he's decided to convert half the garage into a nail room for me because we rent our house from him. And it's been said, without saying it in a nutshell, that he's going to spend all his money doing this lovely thing for me, and how ungrateful I am when they are just trying to help me earn more money. Sorry about the traffic. I've explained it's not worth losing my job over, and it's already causing tensions in the family, but he is still planning to go ahead. Wow. Now, my instant reaction was, well, I was just angry. My personal reaction was, firstly, like, who does he think he is? He is trying to get you to put your job in jeopardy with a salon because he wants you to earn more money. Like, it's none of his business. He's being a bully. He's being controlling. And I would just look him in the eye and say, no, it's not happening. So whatever you think's going to happen is not going to happen. Do one. But that's me. Let's look at what some other people said in response. And I also put out the question as well to people about, you know, are your family and friends supportive of what you do? Because I wanted to turn this into a bit of a discussion, but I promised I'd start with this segment. So that is what I have done. And we had a couple of really good, quite long. So, you know, bear in mind, strap yourselves in. So Glamophile, who is always on the ball with this, says, it says, I hope this doesn't sound like I am a complete douchebag. Podcast response to your lovely listener. Ah! How can people be so self-righteous? Just how? Listening to this gave me anxiety. I can't imagine what you're going through, actually having to deal with this situation. Firstly, let me say this in no... This is in no way going to be an easy situation, as family matters are always messy. She's so right. I will try and be as polite and tactful as possible. Oh, well, you're one step up from me, babes. If you're happy with your job, lovely, then stay there. You've built relationships with colleagues and clients. You know how much you earn. You're all set up. You're in a job situation where you're happy and secure. It might be worth suggesting to your father-in-law that you're all good financially. Mention you're hitting all your targets that you have set for yourself and you're achieving your goals. If he expects you to do nails in 30 minutes, oh, please hand him the nail brush and get him to bang out a set of nails like yours in that time. It seems like your father-in-law is really interested in nails. Being a salon owner and being an accountant, I would kindly suggest to him that the evening class you did so he can polish up, pun intended, his skills and start up as a self-employed nail tech. As to him converting the garage, say thank you kindly for thinking of me, but I'm already set up fine. I'm in a secure job I love, I'm hitting my targets and goals and don't need anything extra, but please feel free to open your own salon. I wish you all the best on your newfound career path. Stay strong, love. We are here for support whenever you need it. And that's from Glamourfile. Thank you so much. I agree with everything you've said. I think it's awesome. We've also got a voice message for you. So let me find that now.
Hi, Sarah. It's Shelley. I've just listened to your podcast and I just wanted to let the poor lady who's wrong with or messaged you with the dilemma that it's a horrible situation. Her father-in-law is obviously quite a bully. She should stand her ground, speak to her bosses. Maybe if she got in writing from her salon boss that actually working outside of the salon was against their rules, that might help perturb him in some way. But the last thing she needs is a bully of a man pushing her to do something she doesn't want to do in a house that he owns, thinking that he's in control. It is literally just bullying. Hope this helps. Take care. Speak soon. Lots of love. Bye.
So that was from Shelley. That's so cool to hear voices. If you guys want to leave a voice message, all you need to do is find me on the Anchor app. It's A-N-C-H-O-R. It's completely free. Find the Nail Room. And then I believe you can leave voice messages so we could have like a little call-in show. How cool would that be? I don't answer, like, it's not a ring-ring hello situation, but I get a notification that a voice message has been left, and it's really, really nice to hear everyone's voices. Right, let's go through our next comments and messages. Okay, so Kerry's nails. Kerry left a nice message as well, so I'm just going to pull that up. It's quite a long one, so bear with. Okay. Firstly, this is in response to our lady's dilemma. Firstly, wow, what a dilemma, you poor thing. Where is your husband on this? You 100% need his backing, and I would be talking to him about it first and plan what you're going to say to the father-in-law. That's a very good point, actually. I hadn't thought of that. Think about your future plans as well as your husband, as maybe a home salon could be a future plan for you, maybe if you have children, not sure if you have any already. I would sit him down with your husband by your side, thank him for the kind offer to convert the garage, but go on to explain that you are happy with what you are doing already and at this moment in time, you do not want to work on the side and put your full-time job at risk. But let him know you are not discounting it and say maybe in the future you will look into it again, but not right now. That way, he may see this as a compromise. That's really good. Because I'm a bit too feisty with things. I tend to get a little bit rah. He also needs, this is what Kerry says, he also needs to understand the industry and that quality nails do take time. I would even offer to put acrylics on his nails so he can appreciate the efforts that go into making people's nails look amazing. Or video a set and send it to him. It's not just a slap and tickle with some acrylic and 20 minutes, hey presto. Grr, some people have no appreciation for the industry. I think he is being very unrealistic, and until he understands and appreciates the industry, he will always be in that mindset. Again, very good point. He has no place to dictate to you what you can and cannot do. That is very unreasonable of him, and it's not his place to do this, regardless as if you rent the house from him or not. he has got an agenda for you making £100 a week more. Has he got an agenda for you making £100 a week more? Rent increase, perhaps? That's a good point. I would certainly be asking these questions as to why he thinks it's so important to him that you earn more money, as well as he needs to understand how important it is for you to remain where you are and fear of losing a job that you already enjoy. If he doesn't like it, then tough shit, but your husband needs to back you 100%. Is moving an option as a last resort? I would be certainly looking into this if it continues to cause family feuds. I don't know if this is any help, but I hope you find the light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, Kerry, that was lovely.
That was very sweet.
And really good points. I really hope this is helping for our lovely lady. So pretty much everybody's advice filters around the same thing. It is your job. You are the expert, which I've always said, you are the expert in what you do. And sometimes it can be very easy for family or friends to think they know what you do and then to comment inappropriately or judge inappropriately based on their thoughts of what you do, which just seems ridiculous, really. Which is why I was thinking about, well, in general terms, like, how supportive are family and friends? I know for me, my family are quite academic. I was academic when I was younger, but I'm also creative. I was a singer, I wanted to dance. You know, I was academic, but not, I couldn't hold my concentration very long. So I went through lots of different jobs when I was younger. I worked in a magistrate's courts. I was a warrant officer for the magistrate's courts at 18. I worked in nursing. I was doing a nursing degree. And then obviously I got really poorly with my hips. I fell into nails because I wasn't able to do a normal job. And I enjoyed doing stuff on my nails. And I started selling a bit of Avon. And then got into nail polish and decided to do a nail course. And my mum's face dropped. I'll be honest with you, it dropped. And I was really offended. I'd found something I really enjoyed doing and it was creative and it fed into my creative needs. And it, more importantly, I was a mum who had a severely painful condition and was waiting for two major operations. And nails enabled me to still work, still earn some money, still have that pride and independence. But it wasn't enough for some of my family. And it was like, oh, you do nails. There was no appreciation to the work we do, the study we do, the art. There was none of that. It was like, oh, you do nails. That's a nice hobby. Do you know what I mean? And even in the back in the day, when I first started my YouTube and my social media accounts for nails, and I was putting in all this time, and even Mr. B was saying, you're not earning any money, what are you doing? And I said, I am building a foundation to have a multiple income stream. And he was like, yeah, but you're not earning any money, you're just wasting your time. And I just wouldn't listen, I just blocked him out. I said, I will have a multiple income stream from one career, that's what I'm gonna do. And that's what I've done. I've created a multiple income stream. So one set of nails can earn me three different incomes, or maybe more, depending on what I do with that one set of nails. But back then, nobody else could see it. So they just thought I was playing. And there was that comment, oh, you're going to play nails, are you? In that horrible tone. And it caused many arguments. It pushed us so far. We hated each other at one point. We were like, argh! Because he'd be like, you're just playing nails. And I would get so upset and offended. But since then, you know, I dug my heels in. I carried on. He learned that whatever he said, it wasn't going to stop me. So then he went, okay, fair enough. You think there's something in this. And then now he turns around and says, you were right. And in actual fact, it's flipped. So we were in the shops the other day and we were in a fashion shop. And I can't remember what it was. And a lady said, oh my God, your nails. And she stopped and wanted to look at my nails. And she said, who did them? And I said, oh, I do them. I do nails. And he stopped me and went, no, you don't give yourself enough credit. And he turned around to the woman and he held up my Swarovski Beauty Academy bag, because I have like a little tote bag that I got on my teacher training course I did with them. And he went, my wife is one of a handful of educators in the world for Swarovski crystal, and she is well known in the nail industry. She's an influencer. And I'm like, I'm not, just shush, please. I'm getting really red and embarrassed. I'm getting all flustered. He was banging on, and he went, she doesn't give herself enough credit for how amazing she is. And he was banging on. And this woman was like, oh, wow. Like, awkward. And he was like, and as we walked out, he was still saying, you don't give yourself enough credit. You don't big yourself up enough. Blah, 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 blah. And I felt like saying, well, you changed your bloody tune. So sometimes people just can't see what you're doing right now. You've got the vision. It's like when someone comes to do decorating and they know what it's going to look like, and you have to put your trust in them. Sometimes our family and friends don't see it until it smacks them in the face. You've also got the cases where family and friends just don't support you. Almost like they just don't even acknowledge what you're doing. Like, yeah, you do nails. I've got a lady that does my nails. Not, oh, I'll come to you and support you. And that can be quite disheartening. And I've seen that, and I've had people comment about that, saying that they wish they had support from their family when they know their own sisters or cousins who live very close choose to go to someone else. And that must be quite disheartening. But what I would do in response to that is just do better nails than the ones they've got on, and then they'll wish they'd come to you. And then when they do come to you, you'll be really busy. Sorry, I'm busy. Go and get the shit nails that you had on last time. I'm sorry. I am a bit terrible, my loves. Right. I want to go on to a comment from Shelley about this. Let me just pull it up. So, Shelley's put, well, do family and friends support my business? Not always. They're always there for me, but they usually want free. I get what you mean. I don't mind, but that can be instead of a paying customer. So family have to fit in when I'm not busy working and earning. Some friends are great and want to support and pay what everybody does and feel that they would have the service. So it's better to put that money in the pocket of someone they know and like. Yeah, totally get that as well. Some, on the other hand, think I'm your friend, so I should get a huge discount, and you can do me when I feel like it, and it doesn't matter if I'm late or don't turn up because we're friends. Oh, yes. I only offer a discount to friends that are very regular and that I go out and socially with. I have a lot of clients who are friends, chat on social media, but who I wouldn't go for coffee with, so they pay normal. I try and make everybody feel special and don't make a big thing of a friend discount. If you ask for it, you ain't getting it, girl. I love that. So yeah, I've got a friend who I went to school with, and she supports me. She comes and she's already booked in. She's my first client in the salon when I start on Wednesday, which she's over the moon about. And she would never ask for a discount. She's never, ever, I've offered it before. And she said, no, I'm a customer. I do my mum's nails for free. That's my mum. My mum has supported me through everything, thick and thin. But that's different, you know? I could never pay her back for the help she's given me. So I just make her feel a bit special when she needs her nails doing. But it is an interesting one. There are people who have always been your friend and yet they won't come to you because maybe they just feel a bit awkward. And then there are those that like just jump out the woodwork and like, ah, oh my God. It is really hard. And I've had other comments from people saying sort of the same thing, that friends that really support their business, that's great. A lot of people just don't, I just feel like people don't get what's involved in our industry. But then I don't get what's involved in an accountant's industry. I don't understand what a bricklayer does. So I understand that. And I guess they see that in there. Go on, mate. Look, you work in Sunday. Can't you chuck a wall up? I'll give you 50 quid. It's in all industries, not just our industry. It's about valuing yourself. And it's about holding your head high and valuing your skill set and your business. And saying, no, I'm a business. So my daughter's friends, they've booked in with me in my new salon, and I've given them a student discount because they're of a certain age and they're students or whatever, but they know they're paying more to come to me than they do where they normally go. But they've been waiting for this. They've been asking me for the last year, when are you going to open up? When are you going to... Because I didn't. I literally had a couple of friends that would come and have their nails done. And I just mainly did the teaching side of things. So it's really nice to be able to have them in now and treat them and show them and teach them all about nails and what nails should look like and how they should be done and what it should look like. Like, you know, like, it shouldn't be 30 minutes, get in the chair, let me burn half your nail plate off, bugger off with some MMA on your nails. There is a consultation. You are paying for an experience that is above and beyond what you get in those other types of salons that we don't need to mention. So I think what we can take from today's episode is that people aren't always going to understand or appreciate what you do. Stick to your guns in the nicest possible way and just do your thing, and it will show. Like I said, I've gone from me and my husband fighting over this to him really not understanding what I was doing, thinking I was just playing, having fun, when I was actually busting my balls on a daily basis, trying to be seen in an industry that is so full of amazing talent. But I didn't give up because I had nothing else going for me. It was this or nothing. It was do or die. And you've got to have that level of commitment to yourself. You owe it to yourself to say, I am going to give this everything I've got. Everything. Not just give up when the first person says something negative or when you have the first hurdle. Because if you do that, you're never going to succeed. You've got to have an attitude of, I'm going to do this. I'm going to succeed. We've also had a comment from Francesca Phillips, and it says, hey, in response to this week's podcast topic, my family and friends think I'm good at nails and like them, but to actually take a course to be qualified, they think it's a waste of money, and they don't understand that I want to be able to do my own nails safely and correctly. She has said, but I will save up and do a course. I hope this helps. That's really interesting, isn't it? Sorry if you can hear my gas oven on as well. It's really interesting because I can understand the family's view in a sense that they're thinking, don't waste your money doing a course. You don't need to do a course, you know, blah, you're doing very well on your own and doing what you're doing. But from your perspective, number one, you want to know that what you're doing is safe and correct. You don't want to have an allergy from overexposure or incorrect use of product. And I get that 100%. And also, if you are good at nails and you are getting somewhere, what's to say you can't earn money from it and be proud of what you're doing? And I don't blame you. Dig your heels in. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You do what you want to do, not what other people think you should do. Unless you're hurting someone else, putting someone else in danger, you're quite within your rights to have your own goals and your own dreams. And to not feel bad about that, you know, especially like for me as a parent, I sacrificed a lot over the years, lots and lots of things. And I'm so happy that I did. Everything's worked out brilliantly. But I did have to have, there had to come a point where I kind of said, I need this bit of time for me. This is the bit of time I need to do what I need to do. And I'm actually going to start taking that time. For example, starting in a salon, I have never worked in a salon. I've always done little bits around my family. I've always been here 24/7 for the family. As of Wednesday, I am doing one day a week in a salon. I had to sit my little boy down and explain to him that on that day, he might not see me from breakfast until tea time. And he was really shocked and he was really confused. And he's 8, but he was like, I don't understand why you can't just work at home. And I said, because it's time now. Mummy needs to go and work somewhere else for a day. I've always bent everything to fit everyone else. And I felt this was my time now. And if you have that opportunity and you want to take it, take it. because you don't know what's around the corner until you have a go. But if you don't try, you will never ever move from the spot you're in. So, hopefully that's helped our listener who sent her question in. And hopefully that's helped some of you who maybe listen but aren't quite ready and confident to comment. You can always comment anonymously, and you can always suggest a topic as well if there's something you want to talk about. So, for example, I've got a couple of weeks of topics and ideas. Next week we have a topic suggested by My Nails, and it's about progression. How long does it take to get good? Is it worth investing in training? Is confidence a factor? We're going to tackle that next week. So if you want to either voice message in and talk about what you feel about how long does it take to get good, what is good, is it worth investing in training, and is confidence a factor, if you've got an opinion on that or an experience you want to share, you can either message via Instagram at the Nail Room Podcast. You can voice clip in on the Anchor app. You can message me on my other Instagram, which is Nails by Sarah Burchett. You can email southwestnailtraining@gmail.com. That's probably the best email to get because it's less crowded. And let us know what you think about that progression. How long does it take? Is it worth investing in training, and is confidence a factor? That's it for this week. Thank you again for everyone that's contributed. Stay safe, keep pushing on, and I'll see you next week. Tally bye!